Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call the Senate State Affairs Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. Let the record reflect the time is 3:32 p.m. Today we have President, Senator Costello, Senator Holland, Senator Kawasaki, myself, Chairman Schauer. I'd like to remind everybody, please turn off your cell phones. Staff we have today is Terrence Shanigan, Committee Aide for State Affairs, Carrie Cooperwriter with Senate Records, and we've got Alex with the LAO. We have four items on today's agenda. We're going to be hearing public testimony on, first, SJR 5, Constitutional Amendment Appropriation Limit Budget Reserve. SJR 7 is second, Constitutional Amendment State Tax Voter Approval. Third is SJR 6, Constitutional Amendment Permanent Fund and PFDs. Fourth, SB 53, Permanent Fund Advisory Vote. Are there any questions or comments from the committee members before we proceed with the first item on today's agenda? Seeing none. We'll now move on to public testimony for SJR 5, Constitutional Amendment, Appropriation Limit Budget Reserve by Governor Dunleavy. And we're going to open public testimony this time. We have, looks like, one testifier online, Matthew Maxner from Juneau. Matthew, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I was actually going to talk about 6 and 7.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on off the line there. Then thanks, Matthew. I'll hold and we'll pull you up for testimony on 6 and 7. And I don't see anybody else online, correct, for testimony? Is there anybody in the room that would like to testify? Okay, get off of that one. Seeing no more testifiers at this time for SJR 5, I'm going to close public testimony. I will continue to remind everybody that if you want to get testimony in for these amendments, you are welcome to do so, and you can send that to Senate State Affairs online, and we'll take that testimony and enter it into the public record. All right. It's my intent to move the bill out today. Do any members have last questions for the sponsor or in general before we make the motion? All right. Seeing none, today you are Vice Chair Senator Holland.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 5, Work Order 32-Gulf Sierra 1664/Alpha be moved out of the State Affairs Committee.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, the bill is moved out of committee. We're going to take an ad ease to sign the paperwork. Reminder again one more time for those online as we took that break. If you did not get a chance to call in today and this gets spread like it does through social media and other sources later, you can send that written testimony to SSTA, that's Sierra Sierra Tango Alpha, at akleg.gov. We're going to move on to public testimony for SJR 7, Constitutional Amendment State Tax Voter Approval. And at this time, I believe we have two testifiers. There may be three here. And we're going to go through that and make sure we jump back to the other individual. So we're going to go ahead and open up public testimony for Senate Joint Resolution Number 7. And we're going to start with the first one I had there, which was Matthew Maxner, again, because you said you want to testify on 6 and 7. Back to you, Matthew. Go ahead and put yourself on the record, who you represent, and you have 2 minutes. Please begin.
Okay, sir. Mr. Schauer, my name is Matthew Maxner. I represent myself, but I am a very active member of the Alaska Libertarian Party. Regarding SAR 7, I believe this is the state tax amendment that was proposed by Governor Dunleavy. And it's my understanding that basically this is a proposal that prohibits the establishment of a of a state tax without the approval of the voters of the state. And first of all, I am, you know, being a libertarian that I am, I feel that, you know, taxation, all taxation is theft. So I would be very much in favor of this kind of amendment passing your committee, obviously, and even passing just basically the Senate, because I think it's important that the voters actually have a say in, you know, matters of this kind of matter, first of all, with taxes and everything. That's very important that the voters familiarize themselves with taxes and how exactly this would affect, you know, their pocketbooks and everything. I just feel that it's just important that this just passes. That's all I'm going to say for now.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your testimony today, Matthew. I have, going back to what we have online here, is a Jordan Harari. I hope I got that right, from Anchorage. Go ahead, Jordan, put yourself on the record with your name and who you represent. Begin your testimony.
You did get my name right. Thank you. Name is Jordan Harari. I'm from Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm representing myself today. Thank you for your time and letting me speak. I would like to show my support for this SJR resolution for the tax amendment. Basically, it's my belief that any taxation of the people should be approved by the people, and I agree that this amendment is the right track to make sure that that is enacted. Politicians seem to be enacting taxes for the sake of sparing themselves from embarrassment over their bad fiscal policies. And so rather than enacting a tax to cover short-sightedness in the short term, it actually impacts the economy of Alaska in the long term, making less people want to come here, less people want to live here and work here and travel here. So while any kind of future taxation might seem appropriate, it actually hurts us overall and only brings in a minimal amount of revenue. So I agree with this proposed resolution. I would also like to recommend to the body that they might consider changing the wording from a majority of the people to a two-thirds majority as a alternative option. If there is a taxation amendment proposed, it should be something that we should all agree on, and if a simple majority is enough to get it enacted, that could lead to organizations and corporations and money coming out from out of state trying to push this and enact this locally and statewide. To get people's opinions to sway, it would be a little easier to enact, I think. So a two-thirds majority for this resolution, I think, would be a good idea. But that's my two cents. So thank you for your time.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate you coming on board to testify today. Next, it looks like we have Bert Hotaling from Big Lake. Sir, go ahead and put yourself on the record with your name, who you represent, and please begin.
Hi, my name is Bert Hoftelling, and I represent myself and my child. I'm calling today about SJR 7 and the state tax. I do agree that any tax that is to be imposed upon Alaskan citizens, myself, my child, or anybody else, that it go through a voter approval process of us Alaskans approving this to happen. I also think there needs to be revisions put into this that says that any increase to existing taxes must also go through a voter approval before it can be initiated, like the doubling of the gas tax. This should be something that Alaskans should be voting on and agreeing to whether or not they want to pay double the gas tax. This is, so far from what I've heard about SJR 7, it is a worthwhile bill but needs to have some more revisions added to it that addresses more of the concerns of the majority and not just the minority when it comes to tax approval, like the last speaker had said. There needs to be more of a majority vote to make these taxes pass, not just the minority of 51%. If we also wanted, you had already closed testimony on SJR 5 and SJR 6, I believe. I would have loved to have had more than just a two-minute time to be able to try to pick up the telephone and call to testify on those. I am against either one of them. Anything that restricts our permanent fund dividend, does not enshrine it under the statutory PFD, should not be bills that get presented forward going here on forth. thank you for your time, and I look forward to testifying on SB 53.
And, Bert, just for your information, we only closed five, SJR 5 so far, so we're going to open up testimony on each one. So if you stay on the line, you'll have an opportunity here shortly to testify on SJR 6 as well as SB 53. Thank you for the time on this one. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next one. You got it? And just to be clear, Matthew has already testified, so that's the only one we had added, correct? Okay. At this time, I don't see anybody else online to testify on SJR 7. Is there anybody in the room that would like to testify? Seeing none, at this time, I'm going to go and close public testimony on SJR 7. It's my intent to move the bill out today. Do any members have last questions for the sponsor in general before we make the motion? Okay, seeing none, Senator Holland.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate State Affairs Committee substitute for SJR 7 Work Order 32-GOLF-CR-1711/A be moved out of the State Affairs Committee.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, bill is moved out of committee. We're going to take an ad-ease to sign the paperwork. Record, as a reminder for those online who may have joined recently, if you did not get a chance to testify on any of these bills today, SJR 567 or SB 53, you can submit your written testimony to us online at Senate State Affairs. That's ssta@akleg.gov. We're going to move on now to public testimony for SJR 6, Constitutional Amendment, Permanent Fund, and PFDs. You're going to have 2 minutes on the record, so please identify yourself and who you represent, and we're going to get started opening public testimony on SJR 6, first one we have online today is Carolyn Reed. Carolyn, if you can hear us, go ahead and put yourself on the record. And who you represent, and begin.
Hi, this is about the legislature taking portions of the PFD, is that correct?
This is SJR 6, Carolyn. So this is the governor's proposal on his long-term solution to the permanent fund dividend itself and how it would work.
And what is his long-term solution?
What's that? Carolyn, I'm going to pause your just for a moment because I'm taking your time up here. So if you could hold on 1 second, we're going to go at ease. There's a question here, and we'll come right back to you. Stand by. At ease, just for a moment. What's that? Carolyn, hold on 1 second. I'm going to reset the clock here because I don't want to take your time away. So one potato. So Carolyn, we had a little confusion about which one we are. We are in SJR 6. That's the constitutional amendment from the governor on the permanent fund and the permanent fund dividends. So if that's what you intended to testify to, we're going to go ahead and allow your 2 minutes of full time again. Please state your name and who you represent, and you may begin.
Carolyn, please. My name is Carolyn Reed, and I represent my entire family, 25 people.
Go ahead.
My point is that the permanent fund dividend, the portion of it that goes to the people of Alaska, needs to be left alone except if it's gone through the vote of the people. Otherwise, just leave it alone, quit tapping away at it, quit taking half of it, a quarter of it, any of it. Just leave it to the people as it was intended to stay. And don't cater to the Department of Education or whoever puts you elected officials into office. You serve the people of Alaska, and they want you to leave it alone. The majority of Alaska does not want anyone to take it away. Return the portion of the PFD that you've already stolen back to the people. And anything that says anything different than that needs to go before the vote of the people. And that's it.
Okay, outstanding. Thank you, Carolyn, for your time, taking the time to call in and testify today. We're going to move on to the next person. We've got Terry Harris. If you put yourself on the record with name, who you represent, please begin.
Hey, I'm Terry Harris. First of all, I wanted to remind you guys and ask you to pass this on to your other legislators and coworkers. You were not voted into office to make hard decisions. You were voted into office to represent your constituents. And the people have told you time and time again not to touch that PFD. I support a vote of the people on the PFD on the traditional formula only. I also wanted to testify on the other one, but you closed testimony while I was on the line waiting to testify for SJR 7. I do support a vote for taxes with a two-thirds majority and any increases, and I also want to hold on for the next public testimony. That's it.
Thank you, Terry. You're absolutely welcome to hold on, and of course, by saying that, you got your point across on SJR 7 as well. So well done getting it all in there, but hang on the line because you'll have a chance coming up in SB 53. Thank you for that testimony. We're going to move on to the next one. We've got Teresa Hansen from Alaska. When you're ready, Teresa, please put yourself on the record and begin.
Yes, I'm Teresa Hansen, and I'm calling about, obviously, the PFD at question. And John Hammond signed the bill to create the APFC, Money Management Investment, and then again, it was legislated in 1980. And the first checks were distributed for $1,000 in 1982. Since then, our legislators, you, our body, a legislative body, has managed to tap into that and not even considered the voice of the people to have a voice in that. And I'm going to have to agree. It should go before it should go before the people for a vote on whether you're going to tap into that or not. Otherwise, it needs to be restored back to its original agreement as set forth. And it needs to stop being a tool at your disposal when you have overspent in other areas. And this stealing of the PFD needs to stop. And that's what I have to say. And I do represent, over 65 family members that feel the same way I do. And we're all Alaskan residents. That's what I have to say. I'm saying stop the steal.
Thank you, Teresa, for taking the time to call in today to testify on SJR 6. We're going to move on to the next one is Bert Hotalling again, who called before, and I believe you want to testify again on SJR 6. You know the drill, sir. Go ahead and put yourself on the record.
Hi, my name is Bert Hotalling. I am talking to you today about SJR 6, the constitutional appropriation. Is that the permanent fund and PFDs that the governor has put out there? And I'm completely against what the governor has proposed. It changes the language in there that puts all control into legislators' hands. You will ultimately end up being able to determine who will and who won't be able to get a PFD in the future. It changes the language to where it's definitely a may instead of a shall. Our Supreme Court has ruled that shall and may means the exact same things in their first ruling for the permanent fund dividend, and the same language is also within this bill. So even though it says that it is there to try to protect our future for the PFD, it's up to the legislators on whether or not that may happen. And I'll emphasize the word may, because you may change the legislation down the road, even though it is in our Constitution, to where we do not see a PFD, especially if you put in the constitutional cap on the permanent on the budget to where it would be $6 billion and spend $6 billion on the state and capital budget. That leaves nothing there for the permanent fund dividend. So I am a no when it comes to SJR 6. Thank you.
Thank you, Bert, for your taking the time to call and testify. You're welcome to stay on 53 as well. I think you wanted to do that. We're going to move on now to Vicki Jo Kennedy. Vicki, welcome back to State Affairs. We've heard you many times in the past. Go ahead and put yourself on the record. Who you represent, please begin.
Well, well, well. It's Vicki Jo Kennedy, and I'm still with the Grandma Brigade and still here in Juneau. As you know, because we were on the same plane when I came back from the mainland a couple of weeks ago. And I am definitely against SJR 6, okay? And I'll tell you exactly why. Because why would I put everything I depend on in the hands of the legislature when they can't even prove to me that they can be responsible for themselves. They have appropriation. They go into secret meetings, and they go, oh, well, we're not going to have any per diem if we can't go over 128. So then the very next year, they go into another meeting and go, oh, we're going to do away with that law, and we're going to still get our per diem. And that's $309 a day for each and every one of the legislators, except for our three that live right here in Juneau. And you know what? I'm over it. I'm over the top with it. You know, it's a really big place for us to spend a whole lot of money in. And you guys just need to get it together and realize that that PERM fund was put there for a reason. When I was in Homer a month ago almost, the road out of Homer up the Sterling Highway up past Happy Valley, oh, my God, it was a nightmare. And I thought we had it bad with no ferries. Bob tried to warn me. He said, no, you wait. So essential services in this state, yes. But we will put locks and chains on you guys like, well, I won't even make a comparison. But we will put locks and chains on you because that's why the PERM fund was created, for in times where the money in the oil funds ran out, that money could be spent on essential services. There is no reason we should be doing without in this state right now. But it's not for a 1% for the arts and all that other happy crap.
Hey, Vicki Joe, thank you. Your time's up. Could you go ahead and close it up, please?
Let's get essential services back in this state.
Vicki Joe, can you give us a closing statement? We're a little past your 2 minutes.
Yeah, Mike Showers, thanks for shooting them MIGs down, but I hope you'd love to do it again. Thank you, and thank you for hearing me.
It's always good to hear you, Vicki Joe. Thanks for calling in and taking the time. We're going to move on again to next testifier. I believe Matthew Maxner is back for testimony in SJR 6. Matthew, back on the record, and go ahead and begin your testimony.
Hello, gentlemen and ladies. Again, my name is Matthew Maxner. I live in Juneau, and I represent myself, but I also am, like I said, an active member of the Alaska Libertarian Party. I am in favor of SJR 6. And the reason is basically because I believe that this should basically go to a vote of the people as well. I believe that there's a lot of confusion over this bill over what exactly it does. And I think that people are just totally misunderstanding exactly what it does. What it's supposed to do is basically give, the people the vote over, give the people the control over what our PFD does or how it's spent and stuff. And it's basically, enshrined in the constitutional amendment as the traditional method, and that's basically, that makes it untouchable as to where, you have the budget basically capped, obviously. And the last gentleman who, I think it was Bert who said that, that there would be nothing left over. I don't believe that's even possible because the PFD is taken out of the, it's basically, you got your fund, the 25% that is taken out. Basically spent specifically for dividends for the people. And so if people were to actually educate themselves about how the PFD is distributed and actually just dispersed, I think a lot of people would be more in favor of this bill. And I understand where the previous lady was worried about the essential services. However, I think the essential services that would basically benefit the people, which is the most important thing, is, you know, benefiting, getting them the money that's due to them. And I do agree that we should stop the steal. And I'm very upset over the fact that you guys did steal the money from us.
Matthew, we're past the 2 minutes. If you could wrap up, please.
Advocate. Yeah, okay, I'll wrap it up. I do advocate, you know, the return of the money that you guys spent from us or took from us. So I thank you very much, and I appreciate you letting me testify. Thank you.
You bet, Matthew. Thank you for taking the time to call in. We're going to move on to Chris Eichenlaub from Wasilla. Chris, go ahead and put yourself on the record who you represent, and you may begin.
This is Chris Eichenlaub calling from Wasilla, District D7. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of got some mix-up going on with the last two. I didn't get called on. I could hear you, but I guess they went over me. Anyway, I'm just letting you know I'm for enshrinement, permission of the people for taxation, and what was the other one? There's the third one. Yeah, I guess we're not there yet, 53. But anyway, here's what I believe. I believe from this point forward, there should be no additional taxation regulations or any bills passed to tax the people or try to increase fees or any of that stuff until we get paid our traditional formula PFD. I mean, the people took it in the butt for the last 4 years, and we've seen how that worked for our economy, and it seems like it hasn't worked out so well. So why don't we just try something new and give the people their portion first, and then they'd probably be more apt to go along with all these other fees and stuff you guys are trying to lay on them rather than, I mean, not only that, we got an idea of how much money we got to work with. I mean, you know, we're getting taxed, and we don't even know what it is until you guys decide. And there's no formula right now. You guys go in the back room and decide what we're going to get paid, our PFD. That's not the way it's supposed to go. So I'm for enshrinement, so that way you got some boundaries that you guys aren't going to go until we get another slick lawyer in there that figures out a way to get it out of us. I guess you have to make sure you close all the loopholes on it. So anyway, that's all I got on that. Did I forget anything on? I guess I'm going to have to call back on 53, or you just want to take my word for it. But I'm for the you know, people getting our permission for the additional taxation enshrinement. And I can't remember what the other one was.
Chris, you can stay on the line for SB 53. I do apologize you didn't make it for SJR 5 and 7, but it's kind of moving fast. There's not that many callers. So,
okay.
You are welcome to, as I mentioned before, for folks, also submit your written testimony to SSTA, that's Sierra Tango Alpha, at akleg.gov. We will enter that into the record for the committee as well. But that being said, I appreciate you calling in, and you stay on the line, please. We're going to move to the next bill here shortly. And we will continue. That is all I show for testifiers online. Is there anybody in the room that would like to testify on SJR 7? Okay, seeing none, it is my intent to go ahead and close public testimony at this time. Public testimony is closed on SJR, and I said 7, I meant 6. I apologize. Do I need to set that right on the record, Carrie? Just say it. Okay, so we are closing public testimony at this time on SJR 6. I looked at the wrong top. I'm switching between them to get all the people here, so that's my bad. Okay, so seeing no more testifiers, we've closed public testimony. My intent is to move this bill out of the committee today. Do any members have last questions for the sponsor or generic comments? Okay, seeing none.
We're talking about SJR 6.
That is correct, just to get it right. And so, Senator Holland, what is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate State Affairs Committee substitute for SJR 6, Work Order 32-GOLF-SIERRA-1694/ALPHA, be moved out of the State Affairs Committee.
Are there any objections? Okay, seeing none, the bill is moved out of committee. We're going to take an at-ease to sign the paperwork. Sorry. On the record, We're back on the record. It was a little late. Just as a reminder for those online, if you did not get a chance to call in today, because we are seeing some people pop up a little bit late, you can submit your written testimony to ssta@akleg.gov. That's Sierra Sierra Tango Alpha at akleg.gov. We're going to move on to public testimony for SB 53, Permanent Fund Advisory Vote. This is also at the request of the governor and is tied to SJR 6, which we just discussed. At this time, we're going to go ahead and move to online testifiers, and we're going to start at the top of the list. We have Matthew Maxner again back with us. Sir, you know the drill, so go ahead and put yourself on the record. You have 2 minutes. Please begin. Matthew, if you're with us, you might be on mute.
Sorry about that. No worries. I just had trouble with unmuting my phone.
Give me one second, Matthew. I'm going to reset the clock for you just so we don't cheat you out of your 2 minutes. Go ahead, and you may begin.
Okay, so if this is the resolution, I guess, that coincides with SJR 6.
That is correct.
And obviously, you know, I'm in favor of it. Like I said, it helps establish an advisory committee, which is excellent. Like I said, I think people just really need to educate themselves about what exactly the PFD does. And I think, you know, it would be beneficial if, our representatives went out and actually helped to educate the public about it, just by giving out pamphlets of some sort, during your respective town hall meetings, when we discuss the PFD. I guess I'm in favor of this of passing this. And I'd like to see it just pass the entire Senate and get approved. So that is my testimony.
Thank you, Matthew, for calling in again, taking the time to testify on this one. We're going to move on at this time to – we have Chris Eichenlaw back online with us, a lot of the same testifiers. So you know the drill. Chris, go ahead and begin.
Chris Eichenlaw calling from Wasilla. Testifying on behalf of myself, and that guy kind of confused me on this thing. I thought this was for an advisory vote. So, yeah, I'm for an advisory vote for messing with the PFD. That I think that we got a lot of people running around telling stories about that their constituents would rather have services than their permanent fund, and I find that to be untrue, and we'll find out if we do an advisory vote. Not only that, those people are, days are numbered. I mean, they're dropping like flies, so go ahead and keep being a PFD grabber, see what happens. That's all I got. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling in again, Chris, and we're going to move on to Jordan again from Anchorage. So Jordan, you're back with us, so, well, it says unavailable. Did you drop off? Okay. I apologize. I see that several have dropped off here because I believe they've already given their testimony. So we're going to go ahead and set on to the next one, which is looks like Terry Harris is back with us. Terry, if you can hear us, go ahead and put yourself on the record and proceed.
I am for an advisory vote on the PFD, but I want this to be clearly understood. That advisory language, it needs to be for the traditional formula only, and no way in hell by any means should a court be able to say that we would not be able to get that PFD, and the legislator should not have any say in us getting our PFD. We want it taken out. I do. I want it taken out of your hands because the people no longer trust you to represent. You've got legislators out there running around saying, I'm hired to make the hard decisions. Bullshit. You are not hired to make hard decisions. You are hired. You are hired to represent your constituents. You guys have failed severely, and I mean severely. So now I do want to see this go to an advisory vote. I don't think I want to see it go to an advisory vote the way y'all have it written up. And I see we have a problem that is showing itself regularly with picking leadership. So I would like one of you to introduce a bill that says starting 2 weeks prior to the start of session, leadership must be chosen. And if legislators arrive in Juneau and leadership hasn't been chosen online already, and they arrive in Juneau and leadership is not chosen on the, is not officially chosen, literally, on the day their feet hit the ground, then give them 30 days each in jail for every day there is no leadership chosen, because we should not be paying you to play games. And that's all I have to say on that.
Thanks, Terry, for calling in and testifying SB 53. We're going to move on to Bert. Again, you're back with us. Please put yourself on the record, and you may begin.
Hi, my name is Bert Huff-Telling. I'm from Big Lake. I represent myself and my child and a good majority of Alaskans. Today we're talking about SB 53, which is just another version of stealing the PFD. It completely changes the way the ERA and the corpus of the account are to be handled. It will combine them all into one. It just like SJR 6, it allows the legislators to may pay us a PFD upon your own discretion. There is nothing there that protects us Alaskans from legislators permanently stealing the PFD for their own use for the state and capital budget. This bill, in my own personal opinion, should be trash can and thrown away. The only bill you are not hearing today is SJR 1. SJR 1 is the only bill that has been presented by Bill Wilikowski that enshrines our permanent fund dividend under the statutory formula. At the same time, it still allows you legislators to have a POMB draw from the ERA's account. But to change anything in the future would always have to be at the discretion of the voters of Alaska. You would not be able to tap into any more beyond your POMB draw from the ERA other than what is allowed by this constitutional amendment. SJR 1 is the only one that I will personally endorse. SB 53, SJR 6, they are nearly identical in language. Neither one of them protects the permanent fund dividend as it is originally formula. It is both designed so that legislators ultimately have the end decision, no different than what we have been experiencing the last 6 years since the beginning of the first theft of the PFD from Governor Walker and throughout the changing of the regulations and statutes that govern our PFD to where you are now even paying a portion of our PFD using tax revenue, which was never how the formula was originally designed to be, and making claims that because you don't have enough tax revenue, you cannot pay us our permanent fund dividend, even though we had record-breaking profits of nearly $10 to $15 billion made in our earnings reserve account this last past year. I am a resounding no on SB 53. I think it needs to go back on the table and be reworked along with SJR 6. These bills should not be moving forward until they take a harder look at what the majority of Alaskans have asked you to do, those of us that voted for you to be in office. Thank you.
Thanks, Bert, for taking the time to call and testify today. This time I don't see anybody else online. Do we have any members in the room that would like to testify on SB 53? Okay, seeing none, we're going to go ahead and close at this time public testimony on SB 53. You can still send it in, as I mentioned before, if you would like to get written testimony on the record as well. It is my intent to move this bill out today from the committee. Do any members have last questions for the sponsor or in general comments before we make a motion? Okay, Senator Holland.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate State Affairs Committee substitute for SB 53 Work Order 32- Golf Share 1693/alpha be moved out of the State Affairs Committee.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, the bill is moved out of the committee. And I just want to be clear to those that were listening online, this bill is not done. It's got a long way to go, and it's going to go through to judiciary. All of them go to judiciary next, where there will be work done on them. So just an FYI for further testimony in the future and making comments and suggestions to changes. We're going to go ahead and take an at ease at this point to sign the paperwork. record. All right, I've already mentioned that you can submit your testimony via written form, via email, if you would like to. Thank you to everybody that showed up today, especially those online, taking the time to testify. It is an important part of our constitutional republic that citizens stay engaged. A reminder for deadline, the deadline for amendments for SB 25 is Thursday, this February 25th, 2021 at noon. Our next meeting is going to be this Thursday, February 25th at 3:30 p.m. We'll be hearing invited and public testimony on SB 25. Seeing no further comments from the committee, there is no further business at this time. We're going to go ahead and adjourn at 4:16 p.m. Thank you.